You're going to hear a lot this year about swing voters. Swing voters like brothers Andy and Stosh, who live in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Andy and Stosh, they both voted for Obama the first time around, 2008, and then they both voted for Trump in 2016.
That's Jen Kinney, a reporter for WHYY's Keystone Crossroads.
They definitely have a pretty interesting mix of political views.
Andy is an Iraq War veteran who says he supports gun rights, but holds liberal views on environmental regulations.
Yeah, I do have some very strange, quirky liberal leanings that it's funny sometimes with people when they hear my opinions, you know, when I curse about the coal industry and how it's raping our planet. And well, your father, grandfather was a coal miner. Yeah, and it killed them. So, you know what? Let's find some other way, you know.
Stosh and Andy are the kinds of voters any candidate is going to need to win in 2020. Stosh is black and Andy is white. Their mother remarried a black man before Stosh was born. And when the brothers found themselves in the middle of a racist incident in their town, their response has complicated the traditional narratives around race and politics. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Before we start, just a quick warning. This episode contains some offensive language, which is beeped. Jen, you did this story as part of Keystone Crossroads' Embedded 2020 project. Why did you decide to talk to Andy and Stosh?
Yeah, so the goal of this project was really to spend more time with voters and not swoop in and out on election day, but to really spend time in places around the state, learning how people are feeling about politics right now. And I had done a lot of reporting in Schuylkill County already, so I was looking there for a story, and I really wanted to do a story that involved the fire companies, because I had seen how much a part of the community that they are. About a third of all the voting locations in Schuylkill County are fire companies, and firefighters generally have a lot of public trust, and that was just interesting to me, especially in a time when public trust in public institutions is pretty low. So I knew I wanted to do something about the fire companies. And then I came across this letter that Andy had written about something that happened to Stosh in a fire company.
And what happened?
So Ronald Webb.
My nickname is Stosh, as most people know around here. Retired Navy, and I live in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania.
He was at this bar that he and his brother Andy go to a lot. And in Schuylkill County, a lot of the fire companies, they have these attached bars. The proceeds from the drinks, they go to fund the fire company. So they're pretty regular hangouts in Schuylkill County. Mm-hmm. Stosh tends to go out on Sundays with his buddies. They go for a drink at this one fire company, Port Clinton. And one Sunday over this past summer in 2019,
we stopped in there for a beer or two.
They were flipping through this digital jukebox.
So the bartender walks up. He's like, "Why don't you look up Lover by Dave Allen Cole?"
If you go look up the lyrics, it's about a white man who's upset that his girlfriend is now dating a black man. It's very graphic, it's misogynistic, and it's racist.
So it sounds like he was trying to provoke him in some way.
That's what it felt like.
And like, wow, that word just kind of just rolls off your tongue like you said it before.
And again, Stosh is black.
Stosh is black. And so they start yelling at the bartender. Stosh's friends kind of stand up and confront him.
Yeah, we're cursing and everything else. And my neighbor actually stood up and started yelling at him.
And the whole time, the fire chief is sitting at the end of the bar, and he doesn't involve himself. He doesn't say anything.
We got up and left, and that was it.
And so this incident happens. Stosh and his friends storm out, and what happens next?
So he comes back the next day and files a complaint.
Saying, hey, this is what happened, you know, gave a list of events and witnesses, stuff like that.
Stosh's brother, Andy, both brothers have been members for years. And so Stosh and Andy, who is also furious about this, they both expect this bartender is going to get fired. They don't even really question it. That seems obvious to them. But that's not what happens.
What did happen?
Well, the bartender was suspended for 2 weeks, and then that was kind of it. Stosh ran into him later, and the bartender tried to brush it off. And then it seemed like everyone just wanted them to move on. But to the brothers, and in some ways especially to Andy, it does seem like a really big deal.
My name is Andrew Barrow. This is my brother. You know, this is my younger brother. And that bothered me. And I'm going to protect my brother. And I'm trying to do what's right.
You know, Stosh is still working in the community. I think he feels like being Black, he can't be as out and in front of this as maybe he would like to be. And Andy is just more confrontational.
I got it. It's his First Amendment right, freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. You can say what you want. But there's repercussions with that. In any other job, anywhere else in the world, that would not be tolerated, and you would be fired, you know? And this fire company just refuses to do anything about it, and they're actually supporting this guy. It boggles my mind. I just don't understand it.
And he really starts to push this issue. He wrote a letter to the editor of his local paper detailing what had happened, and he really wants the township and the fire company to recognize that this is a pseudo public space.
My only expectation is this guy, this bartender, should not be in this position in a fire company that is a pseudo civic organization that is supported a lot of times by taxpayer dollars.
You know, a lot of their funding does come from fundraising, from things like the social halls, but they get state grants and they're seen as people who provide a public service. The bartender is paid by the fire company. And he starts to point out that, you know, it's not just this one comment, that there's another bartender who similarly has made racist jokes and comments before.
It's been going on for years, and it's commonplace in there, and it's accepted in there. You know, the dart team for this fire company, their picture was up on the wall. They had a Confederate flag behind them. Why did they do that? Why would you do that? A dart team at a fire company in Pennsylvania.
He's saying, look, this is a culture. This isn't just this one time.
So Andy writes this letter to the local paper. And what happens next?
He writes a second letter. And then he posts that letter to Facebook, the great political forum of our time.
Of course.
And that's where it really blows up.
More on that after a break. This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with reporter Jen Kinney about her coverage of a racially charged incident in Schuylkill County and what it says about the role of race in politics during this 2020 presidential election. What happened when Andy posted his letter to Facebook?
Well, so he posted it to this very active local Facebook group called Nosy Neighbors of Schuylkill County. It's a place that you can hear about local car crashes and burglaries and a lot of fires, because there are a lot of fires in Schuylkill County. And people start commenting.
What kind of comments?
They were kind of all over the map. You had some people saying, this is totally the way Schuylkill County is. It's not right. Shouldn't be this way. And then you had a lot of people saying,
so many snowflakes, so upset by a word. Bunch of people with nothing better to do. Everyone's always offended by something.
Racism is not illegal. Society frowns on it, but it is a protected right. Regardless of how you feel about it, the bartender has a constitutional
right. Free speech, even the speech you don't like, is protected by the same constitution that protects your rights to own a gun or join the KKK.
So what did Andy and Stosh think of these comments?
You know, at this point, they weren't too surprised that they were getting this response.
A lot of people just say dumb things.
The incident had happened in July, and by the time he posted this letter, it was October. So they'd been hearing this for months. But for them, you know, the intensity of it hadn't gone away.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a sailor. So I'll especially had a couple of beers, I'll say some dumb things, but it's not like racial or hurtful or just totally ignorant comments that make you really think like, wow, how do you think that's funny? Like what's going on in your head that you think that this is all right?
At this point, it does not look like this bartender will be fired.
No, it doesn't. And it didn't look to Stosh and Andy like that at the time. The bartender, Michael Burke, he's actually married to Port Clinton's bar manager, the fire chief, the one who didn't say anything that night the comment was made. That's his father-in-law. Port Clinton's leadership wouldn't comment for my story. And when I talked to Burke, he denied that any of it even happened.
Really? He denied it happened, the whole incident?
Yeah.
Is it true that you used the N-word in front of a Black patron?
No. That's all made up.
Did you make a joke about the KKK in the bar?
No, that's all made up. This man has made everything up. So I really wouldn't put anything the truth that he says.
You know, Andy must have a grudge against our fire company, and that's why he's doing this.
we're only dealing with some idiot here that's writing letters and causing trouble. The guy's a bully and an idiot. I really don't have anything more to say to you or anyone else about it.
Jen, what kind of reaction did you get after reporting this?
You know, it's interesting. This is a small story. Like, this is not evidence of some underlying conspiracy or something like that. I mean, this was a small, singular incident in some ways, but it's so representative of so much racial tension in this country, these day-to-day minute interactions. And so we got a lot of response from people in Schuylkill County and around the state saying that they recognized this type of incident, one that could be easy for other white people to dismiss as not a big deal, but that was so evidently troublesome to Stosh and to other people who've experienced it. So I think people could really relate to that. But what they could not relate to often was Stosh and Andy's politics. I got a lot of responses from people saying, how can they be so upset about what this bartender said, but have voted for President Trump in 2016? I think they don't really look like the type of people we associate with, you know, social justice crusaders. And yet this clearly upset them.
And what about Andy and Stosh? Have they continued this fight?
Well, Stosh has not been back to Port Clinton. At the end of the year, you have to renew your memberships, and he did not renew at Port Clinton. But Andy did. He still goes in.
Wow.
Says most of the time nobody will talk to him. But he kind of likes to be provocative, and so he keeps on going. And so, in fact, the very night that our story published, Andy went into Port Clinton to have a drink. And it was the same bartender, Michael Burke, who had made the comment to Stosh, and he refused to serve Andy.
It looks to me, sir, that you have been drinking prior to here, and it is up to me to decide if you had enough alcohol.
He said that Andy was too drunk and that he wouldn't give him another alcoholic beverage.
Okay, what makes you think I've been drinking alcohol?
Because your eyes are bloodshot.
Because my eyes are bloodshot?
Yep.
Andy claims that he had nothing to drink yet that night. He made a video of the bartender refusing to serve him, and then he went home and he sent me another video of him self-administering a sobriety test.
Finger-to-nose test. My head is tilted back at a 45-degree angle. My heels are together.
Which I assume he passed.
He did. He did pass his own sobriety test.
My finger to the tip of my nose. Tip of my finger. Tip of my nose.
So he claims that the bartender had no right to refuse him service. But in all seriousness, Andy is not dropping this. He's been in touch with the NAACP's Pennsylvania chapter, and he still wants to see something done.
Somewhere, sometime in life, you got to finally stand up and say enough is enough. And let's, for once, collectively, Port Clinton, Schuylkill County, this entire, let's for once do the right thing.
This is happening as we go through the 2020 presidential campaign. And, you know, of course, race has become one of the central issues of the Trump presidency and really thus the presidential campaign. You said Andy and Stosh voted for Trump. Are they going to vote for him again?
They're thinking about it. I mean, they're definitely not the president's biggest fans or anything like that. But they say that they really can't see themselves voting for any Democrat in the race other than Joe Biden, which is interesting.
Who's not doing that great right now.
Who is not doing so great right now.
I am not going to sugarcoat it. We took a gut punch in Iowa. The whole process.
Which is important because Biden has really made it his case that he's the guy who can beat Trump because he can influence exactly this type of voter. He thinks that he can win over people just like Stosh and Andy. But since he's not doing very well in the primary, he may never get the chance to test out that theory.
I mean, what do they think when you talk to them about the president's comments that some people do see as racist?
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And
he
some
apparently said, this is a quote, "Why are we having all these people from whole countries come here?"
How do they regard those if not as racist?
They say, yeah, he definitely comes close to the line.
In my mind, it's kind of inappropriate and it's unprofessional, sometimes unethical. It's things that I would never have said.
Well, yeah, he's brash, but at the same time, like, I don't see him dropping it. Well, he's not going to drop an N-bomb anytime soon. Well, hopefully not.
I mean, I even asked them, is that the line for you? If the president says the N-word, does he lose your vote? And they kind of laughed and said, well, of course. They found, you know, this happened in Port Clinton with this bartender. You know, it's personal. It affects their lives. It's tangible. They kept kind of making fun of me, saying, oh, you people in the cities, like, you think about politics so much. They're not really thinking about it. They're much more concerned with this guy in Port Clinton and what he said to Stash than they are with anything that the president is saying.
I'm a kind of black and white guy. I really firmly believe that there is right and wrong. And I think most people know it. It's the old legal concept of, what is it, if it, you know, looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Yeah.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jai.
For more from the Embedded 2020 series, visit KeystoneCrossroads.org. The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. Find me on Twitter @Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.